Rep. Biggs, Democrats' misleading January 6 narrative more detrimental to our republic than the day itself. By Joshua Klein on January 6, 2022. On the first anniversary of the January 6 Capitol protests, Representative Andy Biggs, Oz, blasted the Democrats' one-sided and misleading narrative of the event, deeming it more detrimental to our republic than the day itself. In a statement released on Thursday, Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs condemned political violence while blasting the false narrative put forward by Democrats concerning what took place. "I condemn political violence, as I always have, including violence that took place on January 6, 2021," he began. "Any act or speech that impedes constructive debate on the important issues facing our nation is a waste." But the Democrats and the media's one-sided and misleading narrative about the events, causes, and implications of that day are more detrimental to our republic than the day itself, he added. He then accused the illegitimate House Select Committee investigating the January 6 U.S. Capitol riots of neglecting its very purpose while politicizing the event. Thus far, the illegitimate committee created by Nancy Pelosi and congressional Democrats to ostensibly investigate the events of January 6 has done nothing but attack President Trump and his supporters, he said. Claiming a serious and legitimate inquiry would have released the many hours of security footage from within the Capitol complex to reveal what actually occurred, Biggs suggested a professional committee would consider the following. Why was there a lack of training and equipment for law enforcement? What role did Speaker Pelosi play in preventing law enforcement from having adequate personnel and material to protect the Capitol? Did paid federal law enforcement agents provoke the riot? However, according to Biggs, the committee is merely attempting to depict Republicans as violent mobsters, deem questioning an election treasonous, though Democrats have done the same, and prove that secure elections can only be the product of a federalized constitutional system of elections with Democrats given control over every mechanism of it. Biggs, who serves as chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, concluded by stating there is no place for political violence in our society nor for the lies, cover-ups, and witch hunts of the Democrats. Americans should ignore this group of unimpressive, hateful, Trump-hating loons, he added. Biggs' statement came as Democrats used the January 6 riot to delegitimize former President Donald Trump and his agenda, while warning that American democracy is at stake. In their speeches marking the first anniversary of the January 6 protests Thursday, President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris demanded the Senate pass legislation to federalize American elections. Vice President Harris also compared the event to the bombing of Pearl Harbor in 1941 and the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.